following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
You're cruising down the highway and don't want to stop for gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help you keep on going because it can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. So blow by that exit. You've got driving to do. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
All the news on Bo is good. The cautionary test, word we've gotten back from the hospital, is that he's doing fine. It looks as though he's in good shape. We expect him to be probably back at it pretty soon.
Well, and back at it apparently was yesterday. The Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, a Monday after the Arkansas State game, plus Lopers, Broncos, and everything else that happened over the weekend. But we are live at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for the weekly press conference. Coach Bo Pelini is expected to be here and address the media. Doug Duda with you on today's program. Mike Babcock from Hale Varsity going to join us in just a second. But obviously, the story on Saturday was much more than just Nebraska kind of shaking off what happened out in Los Angeles against UCLA, playing pretty darn good, getting a very good performance from Taylor Martinez and Amir Abdullah, and the defense maybe forcing Arkansas State into more problems than they had really had in their first two games this year, picking up the 42-13 victory to get to 2-1. And with Idaho State coming in this week, if there was not one question asked about Arkansas State at the press conference last week, I can only imagine that there will be the over-under of a half again today on Idaho State. And Mike Babcock joins us from Hale Varsity. And Mike, just kind of a weird situation. Some of our Big Ten patrons have went through that at Minnesota and Michigan State with some health scares for their coach. But this was a different scenario, and more obviously is going to be made of that than the football game.
Yeah, and it's probably not something that Bo particularly cares to talk about. I'm sure he's will be a little resistant to too many questions about that. It's the nature of the business. These guys are driven. I mean, they play, they coach with a lot of passion, a lot of emotion. I think they put in long hours. I'm sure at that age and doing what you do, you think you're indestructible, and I think a situation like that, regardless of if it's serious enough to go to the hospital, and have precautionary tests or how they're defined there, I think that it's something that maybe you learn from, and I don't say you can cut back, because I don't think people like Bo are driven the way he is. I don't think they do, but it's a reminder. Actually, what it reminded me of, and I was trying to think, I talked to somebody else trying to remember when we actually found out about it, but in 97, I think it was after the Iowa State game, Tom Osborne, it was after the game, it was long after the game, he went into the hospital with a rapid heartbeat, and I don't think he let us know that for two, three, 4 weeks after that. It might have even been at the point that he, you know, had the news conference to announce he was going to be stepping aside as coach. But, you know, these things happen, and I think that, you know, I don't want to use the word wake up call, but it, you know, it's just kind of a reminder that, hey, you need to consider some of these things, you know, and a lot of it's forced on you. I mean, we're looking across the stadium here at that superstructure of what's going to be built there. I mean, that's, you know, that kind of reflects the pressure that you're under in a situation like this, because you build that thing, those seats have to be filled, and we know how they're going to be filled.
And they're not $14 tickets anymore.
No, so there's a lot of pressure that goes along with the job, and I think that you know, even people from the outside, it's probably a good reminder to the fans that, hey, you know, you can talk about how much money he makes, but he earns that money. There's a lot, you know, the pressure of this state is on the football coach.
Well, yeah, 6-point loss in Los Angeles isn't the end of the world, although a lot of people, which is on Overreaction Monday, always the way it is. And I guess the two questions that I'm guessing would be what everybody wants to know is, A, has Coach Pelini had problems in the past? Had this been something that just popped out of nowhere? Because obviously it's not flu-like symptoms or the flu. There has to be something wrong with the ticker. And second, how much pressure did come on from this past weekend with the loss to UCLA and everything that went down?
Well, you know, and again, I don't pretend to know what this reflected, but I think that the reaction following the UCLA game, obviously, you know, people, it's a difficult thing because you want fans to be passionate. You want the expectations to be high here. That, you know, there's no question about that. I think that's, you know, that's important. But by the same token, I think that, you know, two games into the season, is not the time to say, well, all was lost. And, you know, even the Nebraska, Bo and the assistants and the players, you know, they talked about, well, the goals are still out there for us. You know, we can win the Big Ten. We can get to the Big Ten championship game. Those kind of things. And which is logical. Yeah, that it's there. But, you know, some fans respond as like, well, what does this mean? You know, we've changed our expectations. Now is not the, you know, the national championship. Is that not the ultimate goal? And I think that to some extent that's unfair to bring that subject up for a couple reasons. One, you can't exactly set out to win a national championship. Other people have control of that. You can win your division in the Big Ten. You can get to the Big Ten championship game. You can win the Big Ten championship. So realistically, I think that's a reasonable response to say, to you know, after the UCLA loss. But, you know, the passion of the fans is such that it's like, well, no, this is horrible. You know, I thought our goal was to win a national championship. And, that doesn't mean it isn't, but it's just a lot harder.
Mike Babcock with us for one more question, and then Brett Maher is going to slide in here for just a couple minutes before he gets off to class. So through three games, your thoughts on where this team is, because I don't think we're going to learn a whole lot about Idaho State. So 2 weeks, and then it really gets going with Wisconsin and Ohio State, and the real goals begin. So your thoughts on where this football team is?
Well, kind of like a coach, I mean, I'll say you can't look past Idaho State, you know, but obviously those first five games in the Big Ten, that's a tough stretch there. It's a work in progress, and I think that you got to feel good about what happened last week against Arkansas State. I mean, I think that I really thought Arkansas State offensive would give Nebraska problems defensively. Did, but I think Nebraska handled it very well. So I think that's going in the right direction, work in progress.
Mike, as always, thanks for the time, buddy. We'll let you get in there and get to work. From Hail Varsity, check it out, the newest publication covering Husker sports. Hail Varsity, check it out with Mike and Aaron Babcock, our friend Terry Douglas. Check that out as well. You know, one of the reasons things might have worked out against Arkansas State is they had a long field to go. Brett Maher smacking it 57 and 58 yards when he needed to get out there, and joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, thanks for a couple minutes. I know you got class. How's things going?
Going well. Excited for this week. Pleased with how last week went, and try and build off of it and just kind of continue with the rest of the season.
Coach took the heat off you. He went to the hospital. Nobody's talking about you anymore.
I know. I'm glad everything's going well with him. Obviously, it would be, something. It was a little different without him on the sideline in the second half, and something that hopefully doesn't have to happen again.
I know you can't tell us a whole lot. Can you give us a little insight at what happened at halftime? The coaches said that Bo didn't speak to you guys, but they did and told you a little bit what was going on. Can you kind of expand on that at all?
I wish I could. I wasn't even out in the locker room for the halftime speech. We come out about 8 or 10 minutes early to get a little extra warm-up in before the second half starts. So I didn't even I wasn't in the locker room for any of that speech. I heard a little bit of stuff from on the sideline of what was going on, and just everyone was praying and hoping for the best for him and that he was going to be okay.
Nerves? Were you guys rattled at all, or could you tell that in the third quarter? I mean, could you tell the emotion from your teammates at all?
I thought we responded pretty well. Came out, did get off to a little bit of a slow start, I guess, I don't know how much stock to put into that. I thought a pretty solid game. Thought we had good energy, and it was just fun to be a part of.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Bo Pelini at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, we talked to you the week before the season started. It didn't go perfect, and I guess that's the first time it really hasn't went perfect for you. How did you handle that after the first game?
Just got back to work. I didn't feel like I needed to change a whole lot. Just had to go back and get in a rhythm, and I thought that we did that pretty well here the last couple games.
Coach said something that I think a lot of people could agree with, that you went out there and tried to be an All-American on the first couple of kicks. Does that ring true, I guess?
I don't know. I definitely, I don't know, I'm trying to be the best I can every kick, and I guess there can be some good and bad coming with that, and just had to just go out and relax and do what I do every day in practice, and I don't know, just let the rest of it fall into place.
You chucked that helmet pretty good, man. I got to tell you, that was pretty good. Did you have to get a new one?
No, I did not.
UCLA, a lot of Husker fans just go nuts out there. Your reaction to how you guys bounced back this week?
Oh, that was awesome. It was fun to be a part of. We had a great week of preparation and in practice, and just really focused on ourselves and what was going on inside of the program and how we were going to respond to what was going on. And I thought we did a great job, and it was just a lot of fun to be out there and to see the teammates and everything with that much energy and respond the way we did.
Brett, last question. We'll let you get out of here. It is Idaho State this week. You guys do have to take care of business then. But then I think the fun part, I mean, this is why we're here. This is the Big Ten. It's going to be five really tough games to get this conference season underway. Important to get that opening win against Wisconsin and I guess get you guys' goals back on track. How much are you looking forward to getting the Big Ten here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited for this week, too. Anytime we can go out and play a game and have fun with each other and just have fun and, I don't know, just kind of take the season how it comes. And we're definitely excited to get Big Ten play started, but we're definitely not going to overlook this team that's coming in.
Back to Spanish class?
Yes.
All right, man. We'll let you get out of here. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Thank you.
Kearney High graduate and Nebraska place kicker and punter Brett Maher joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where the Husker press conference will be held here. Coach Cook obviously talking, and, normally that would have been the big story. If Nebraska wins 42-13 and there's no health scare on Saturday, Coach Cook and the volleyball team got knocked off on Saturday, surprisingly, at Iowa State. And now it doesn't get any easier. They go to fourth-ranked Penn State, and they'll probably move up in the rankings today. That is Wednesday, and then to Ohio State again this weekend. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Mike Babcock and Brett Maher, I want to thank both of them for joining us right off the top of the broadcast here. And don't forget Bo Pelini's press conference coming your way at the bottom of the hour. We will be back with more live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
A warning light is not something to take lightly. If your check engine light is on, visit your local AutoZone right away. Our experts can help you find out what it means for free. And when you know what's wrong, we have all the tools, parts, and good advice you'll need to take care of the problem yourself. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Let the experts at AutoZone help you with your check engine light today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Want high school football score updates every Friday? Direct to your mobile? Text Platte River Preps to 90210 Platte River Preps to 90210 today. And be ready for the start of the season. The Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show after the football on Classic Hits 98.9.
We're talking football, football, and more football. Your place for Big Skin is ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies linger into the day today with a few showers possible, especially through the first half of the day. Otherwise, look for highs to reach 70 with a north wind around 10 to 20. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy, the low at 41. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
You know, oh, is as close to me as anybody. So my initial reaction was more a friend than it was a business colleague. So I kind of had to compose myself for a second just because of concern of his well-being. But then at the end of the day, he would want nothing other than us to go out and perform as well as we possibly could. So, you know, you got to pull it together and go to work.
That's defensive coordinator John Papuchas, who took over as the head coach while Bo Pelini was being attended to and taken to the hospital eventually at halftime of Saturday's 42-13 win against Arkansas State, against the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where every Monday, Coach Pelini, his assistants, and players are chatting with folks here in Lincoln about the game that just took place and, of course, the game that's still to come, Idaho State, at 2:30 on the Big Ten Network coming up on Saturday. And our old friend Kelly Stauffer will be doing the color for that ball game, but Damon Benning, ex-Husker, is going to be on the sidelines doing all the action for the Big Ten Network. Well, don't forget, 10 years ago, Apple was just introducing a complete redesign of something called an iMac, and your furniture looked a lot better than it does today. If your furniture dates back to when Darren Erstad played for the Angels and not when he coached the Huskers, then maybe it's time to go see Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They can take care of you and give you an inexpensive way to freshen things up in a way that is just right for you. Whether it's a new Serta mattress for your bedroom, maybe you need something for your office, maybe you just need a new chair, something to liven up the place, or you're watching football, college, NFL, and the Major League Baseball pennant race, be comfortable with a new living room set or recliner. From Bruce Furniture, don't have that outdated, uncomfortable furniture. Why sit in it if it's uncomfortable? Mike and the gang will take care of you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, we're back here, as we said, with a lot going on. We'll see what Coach has to say during today's game, but this week's game and about last weekend's game and what he says about his health. But we're kind of waiting around here. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Coach Pelini joining us. We've already had a chance to talk to Mike Babcock from Hale Varsity and kicker Brett Maher, who's one of the players that has to come to the press conference early because he does have a class. And hopefully we'll catch up with a few more folks at the end of the hour. And we'll have comments, obviously, about what Coach Pelini had to say and where this football team is. Again, it comes at a different time here. We've talked about how these games stack up. Well, with Idaho State, nobody's going to be talking about Idaho State. Nobody's going to want to talk about Idaho State. It's going to be about the Big Ten 2 weeks away and about what happened last week and Coach Pelini's health. So that is what you're going to see for the next 2 weeks, getting ready for Wisconsin to come in here in 2 weeks for a 7 o'clock nationally televised game, which Wisconsin folks, boy, what is going on there? They should have lost to Utah State, who missed a fairly easy field goal that should have beaten them 17-16. Instead, Wisconsin wins it 16-14. The hotter team seemed to be from the lesser, the bottom right now. The top boys, Michigan State, loses. Obviously, Wisconsin should have lost. You see Minnesota surviving without Mark Greene. Picking up their first win of the season in pretty dominating fashion over Navy as well. So a lot of things going on with the Big Ten that I don't think a lot of people would have expected. Now, as far as the Huskers go, offensive coordinator Tim Beck says he thinks this team performed a lot better on third down, where they'd had all kinds of troubles this past weekend out in UCLA. For Nebraska, they were 10 of 13 on third down conversions this week against Arkansas State.
Probably one of them, we weren't in third and long a lot. And I look back last week, of the 11 third downs we had, 8 of them were over 7 yards or more. So your percentages decrease, obviously, the farther you got to go for first downs, because we were having some success running the ball. Maybe they were short yardage. We had a simple game plan for our guys on third down, and they knew where to go with the ball versus the different looks that they might get. And I think that led to success for us.
That's offensive coordinator Tim Beck about a little more success. And what a day it was for Amir Abdullah. 30 carries, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns, career highs for the youngster. And Taylor Martinez didn't have to throw the ball much. In fact, he didn't hardly at all in the second half. He was 13-14, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But for Martinez, he thought it was all about Amir Abdullah and the great job that he had done in this football game. And he also gave credit to the offensive line, who had caught a little flack out at UCLA, and said, boy, did they step up to the challenge in this football game.
He did a great job for us, and I always thought he was a great running back, and I'm glad that he could show everybody else how good he is, and hopefully he keeps doing a great job. And the offensive line did an amazing job just blocking for him. So.
Nebraska's defense, led by John Papuchis, who was very animated in the second half of that football game, especially after the bad call went against Amir Abdullah, where they said the ball hit his foot on the punt return, and obviously it didn't. But give credit to that defense for stepping up and not allowing more points than just that field goal that they were already in range for. And that was it, really, of the 13 points. Only 3 of them were given up by the Nebraska defense, and Coach Papuchis talks about how they have improved.
Going into the week, you think it's just responding to not playing well on the road, and that changed as the week went on. It went from not playing very well on the road and losing a game that you were so disappointed in losing to having a little bit of attrition on your football team.
And Coach Papuchis says the defense did respond that rough week at UCLA.
Playing fairly well in the first half and realizing that your leader wasn't feeling real well and coming out to play a second half and then not really starting the second half real well and then responding. There were so many life lessons that I think our guys can take from this. You know, it's been a very trying and emotional week. You know, I'm glad to see the way our team fought today.
So Nebraska now 2-1 and gets ready for an Idaho State team that is 1-2, and that's because they beat Black Hills State. Or excuse me, 1-1. That's because they beat Black Hills State 38-5. They lost to Air Force in their opening game by a score of 49-21, and then they're going to take on Sacramento State. Remember, Sacramento State's the team that beat Colorado just a week ago out of the Big Sky Conference. So a football team that has a couple of athletes, and I was talking with Mike Babcock before he came on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning, says, in looking over Idaho State, they have some athletes. They're just not a big football team. Derek Graves is the kid that you want to keep an ear out for. He's a wide receiver that caught 15 passes for 151 yards and a touchdown last week. He also had 15 catches in the opener against Air Force, the first player in Big Sky history to catch at least 15 passes in back-to-back games. And I'm sure probably the first player in a lot of conferences could say that they haven't had a player with a back-to-back 15 reception game. So they will put the ball up in the air just a little bit. So the Idaho State football team coming off a bye. They played the first 2 weeks and now maybe had a little extra time to get ready for the Huskers, but it would seem like they're going to need all the time in the world that they just obviously are from the old 1AA. And they're not a good 1AA team. I think that's the thing about Nebraska when they have not been able to find a lower-tier Division I team and have to go 1AA. They at least a Middle Tennessee State that had won 7, 8, 9, 10 ball games. At Troy, well, of course, now they're 1A. But you take a look at some of those teams. I mean, even Maine, when Coach Callahan was here and gave Nebraska some struggles, at least they were a winning program at the 1AA level, and that is not the case with Idaho State. The Bengals come in after going just 2-9 last season. So could be a long day. The one thing about it, I guess, from a fan standpoint, should be plenty of tickets available. It's a 2:30 game, supposed to be a beautiful day. You can tailgate early. You can go afternoon. You know, the 1:30, 2:30, the old school days when that's all the time that Nebraska kicked off. Fans got used to that and had a very good routine and loved that. And so maybe you can take that as an outing, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of tickets out there. Don't forget, our Husker Lunch is coming up Wednesday. Once again, we'll be at Cunningham's Journal. This week it is Steve Sipple on hand, and he'll have more on the coach. Great to have Sip this week, too, because Steve Sipple, of all the folks that cover Nebraska, I think is as close, as we've said many times, to Bo Pelini with an actual friendship, and having talked to the coach after he left Nebraska that 1 year.
Dr. Pepper's changing lives again with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway. So go to drpepper.com and tell us why you could use some of that tuition. Like Yvonne Padilla Rodriguez. A year ago, she was struggling to pay her tuition. Now she's got $100,000 from Dr. Pepper to help her realize her dreams. What do you want to change in the world? Go to drpepper.com and upload your video. No purchase necessary. You could win up to $100,000 in tuition. So if you want to make a difference, grab an ice-cold Dr. Pepper and head to drpepper.com. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Jeff.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies linger into the day today with a few showers possible, especially through the first half of the day. Otherwise, look for highs to reach 70 with a north wind around 10 to 20. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy, the low at 41. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 52.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show live from Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. We will swing it over to Bo Pelini as soon as he steps up to the podium here at Memorial Stadium in his weekly press conference. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Always love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com on this overcast, kind of dreary Monday. And speaking of dreary, John from Kearney says, I don't know, Doug. I think the refs and the blown call against Amir Abdullah definitely were replacement officials from the NFL. The replay with the shadow of the ball so far away from Amir, well, that's a pretty bad call. Hope they weren't Big Ten officials. it is kind of funny when things are being made fun of here about officiating, and you refer them to the NFL. Amir Abdullah is going to have a chance to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Seamus is absolutely rolling it today, and we sure appreciate Seamus McKnight here from taking care of things, coming off a career day. Amir Abdullah joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as they get ready for the Bengals of Idaho State, which isn't going to scare anybody too much. But Amir, hey, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming up and your initial visit on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how'd things go Saturday night and Sunday after such a great performance as you get ready to do it week after week? Have to be pretty proud of the way the offensive line played and coming out and having your bust-out game.
Like you said, I'm very proud of the offensive line. You know, they played their butts off, protecting me and Taylor, and they did a great job. But the way I say it, we can celebrate Saturday night, and it's back to work today.
You talked about, I didn't know I was at 30 carries. I didn't know I was at 25 carries. You felt fresh the whole way. Is that just from not being banged up through the college season so far, or how do you prepare to run the ball 30 times in a ball game and not get tired, not get banged up?
We prepare, for things like that in practice. All fall camp we prepare for, loads like that to be handed to us. And I feel like we did a pretty decent job of, take care of those issues early in fall camp so we won't have to worry about them during the season.
Well, obviously you take over for Rex, who's on the sidelines, and that's got to be a sense of pride to say, hey, I'm going to step in and I'm going to cover for my teammate, and I'm also going to do some good things for my team. Talk about how Rex has been helping you out and the pride about filling in and doing a great job in his absence.
He's just been a great encourager for me. He's always looking out for my best interest. When it's something that I need to correct on the field, he's always there to help me with that. And he's just been a real good spirit on the sideline. I really appreciate that. Rex, that's the kind of person he is. And hopefully we get him back as soon as possible.
We were just talking about this on the air. How big's your foot? What size is your foot? 27. It's got to be to touch that ball, doesn't it, man? Did you go back and look at it on film, see the replay?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it, but I know it didn't touch me. It's just a poor call. It's over with now. We still got the win. It was just, a bad call.
What was the week like? Husker fans overreact more than maybe just about anybody, and you guys went out and dropped a close one at UCLA and really came back and played strong. What was the week like?
I expect the fans, especially the Husker fans, they're really into it. They really care about that. They take a lot of pride into the team. So, for us to, lose the game, it's like the end of the world sometimes. But, I expect that. I appreciate it because, it shows that they really care. They really want us to do well. But, the week was really intense. The attention to detail was very, very serious. The guys really held each other accountable for the mistakes we made, prior to last week's game. We really corrected those things this week, last week, and we did a really good job on that.
Talking with Husker running back Amir Abdullah here on the Doug and Daddy Show, how much difference was there in your heart, nervous-wise, or your mind from the UCLA where you got your first start to this week?
A little bit, Even in the UCLA game, I wasn't, entirely too nervous. I just felt like at the end of the day, it's all football. But, some nerves were there, UCLA game. Man, this is my first start. But I tried to, drown some of that stuff out. This game, I was much more comfortable, carrying the workload, with Rex being out another week.
How much work on a daily basis now when you're the starting eye back and they still want you back to returning kicks? How do you split the time back there? Are you putting in extra time in practice, or are they cutting you back a little bit in special teams at all?
No, we're still doing our routine things in practice, preparing for both because we never know what circumstances are going to be on Saturday. So I prepare for both, equal amount.
Football players and athletes in general are expected to mature maybe quicker than the rest of the community or the rest of the world. How did the halftime situation with Bo affect you guys?
Everybody was taken back. A lot of people didn't know actually what happened. But, we all knew what he would want for the team was to go out and finish the game. And that was the main motive for us to go out and just finish the game. I felt like we did a really good job with that. With Bo being out, we know that's what he would want for the team.
Did he get a chance to talk to you guys yesterday during your stretches or anything?
No.
So you're back at it today, getting ready for Idaho State, and then a week away from getting ready for the Big Ten. Obviously, the taste from Wisconsin last year is not good. How much are you guys looking forward to getting a chance to get through this gauntlet of great teams again?
We're looking forward to getting into conference play, but we got to take it a week at a time. We can't sleep on Idaho State. We got to bring our A game every Saturday. We're looking forward to Wisconsin, Michigan State, everybody in the Big Ten. There's not one team that we're looking more forward to than another.
Are you as surprised as everybody else that the Big Ten isn't dominating like they did last year, some of the struggles that the other teams are having, or are you not even paying attention to that?
I'm just worried about Nebraska. You know, I do see some scores and things. I feel like the Big Ten will even out sooner or later. You know, I feel like hopefully we're one of those teams that emerge to be, you know, one of the great teams in the country.
I would think it would be hard for a guy that comes out like yourself, has a couple of great games. I'm sure you will here. You'll probably have to step aside, and Rex will take back over when he gets healthy. How will you assume, will your role be different, you think, or will it be just like it was on opening day?
It probably will be different, but, you know, the model we have here with Coach Brown and running backs, we're backs, you know, we're not, you know, looking forward to more playing time than another guy, or, you know, jealousy. That's not, you know, never the circumstance for us. You know, we're really just going out to help off with the same common goal as the team, you know, all just to make each other better.
Braylon and Amani are looking really good. How big is Amani? We can see him with pads. He looks like he's a house, maybe a building.
I mean, he's a pretty physically imposing guy. You know, he's pretty big, really big, especially for a freshman, a young guy. And just his progression over the years is going to be interesting to watch. And I feel like he can be a really, really good back here.
So far, and you've got a long way to go, we hope, here being a part of the Cornhusker football team. So far, your impressions about the whole Husker football nation and how you have come along from being special teams and taking one back last year to being a starting running back the last couple of weeks. Are you satisfied with the progression of Amir Abdullah so far?
I'm always striving for more. I feel like there's always areas in my game I can improve on. And week by week, like I said, I'm working my tail off to improve those areas where I feel like I can get better. And hopefully at the end of the day, I really move forward to being a more complete back.
Well, it was outstanding to get a chance to talk to you one-on-one. Amir, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
All right, thank you,
man. Good luck this week, man.
All right.
Amir Abdullah, star running back. We're going to call him a star. He's not going to call himself a star. He just had his biggest year, biggest game, 30 carries, 167 yards this past weekend. Coach Pelini will be coming up to the podium, and we'll hear from the coach in just a couple of moments and hear everything that he has to say about what happened this past weekend and getting ready for Idaho State. His team performed very well this past week, so we'll turn it over to the press conference, which will start here momentarily, as Coach Pelini, looking like he always does when he strolls by us here in the hall, a stoic face, ready to talk some football, and we'll see what his update is, see if he's 100% just a couple of days after taking things to the hospital on Saturday. So we will turn it over to Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Okay, there you go. Bo Pelini's press conference here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. He gets after it. That's what he does, folks. He gets after it in his workout. Looked good, was in good spirits. Everything seems to be good, and that is good. So the head coach of Nebraska, Bo Pelini, with this week's press conference. We'll break down what he said and have more from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
John Gruden here, and this fall I'm teaming up with Corona to be part of their Find Your Beach for the Game promotion. Why'd Corona want me? Probably because of how easily I use words like hombre and mano a mano when I'm calling a game. Truth is, Corona needed my help finding the 30 best destinations to experience football, and we want to send you to one of them. See, a beach is wherever you want it to be, and mine's at a football game in cities where smash-mouth football is baked into their DNA. Like in Green Bay, where it's negative 20 degrees and diehard fans still find their beach before kickoff. Or down in Knoxville, where tailgating is as common as the Sea of Orange. That's my beach. Just visit Facebook.com/Corona and enter for your chance to win a trip to one of 30 game day destinations. Good luck. Or as Corona might say, buena suerte.
No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 49 U.S. states and D.C. 21 plus only. Void in California and where prohibited. Mailed entry deadline November 7, 2012 for last drawing. Complete details and rules at www.facebook.com/Corona. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Autotech Specialists is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialists at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Don't forget our Husker Lunch is coming up Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. We'll do the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and then Steve Sipple will be on hand to look at where Nebraska is, their improvement this week, what's still ahead with Idaho State, the start of the Big Ten, and of course, more on the coach and Coach Pelini. So join us on Wednesday and every Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. Here is our poll question from the weekend. What should Notre Dame do with its football program? 59% of you said stay independent. 29% said they should join the ACC just like the rest of the teams. 12% said join another conference. You can always vote on our poll question. Pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Club at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put those points towards prizes for a variety of things, tickets, food, and up-to-date different items, shirts, clothing. We've got a variety of things. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. How about this? What is your take on the Buccaneers' aggressive play on the final snap of their loss to the Giants yesterday when Eli Manning was taking a knee? That's what Coach Tom Coughlin was fired up about at the midfield handshake. Do you agree with Tom Coughlin that you don't do that in this league, or do you agree with Buccaneer coach Greg Schiano, who said there's nothing dirty about it? Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Live from Memorial Stadium here, where the weekly press conference taking place, and Bo Pelini seemed in good spirits. The whole press conference came out and addressed everything that there was to address with his health issues, right down to what's your workout routine like, and you know, there's just the time that he puts in. There is a little heart history in his family, but not in his brothers, sisters. Said that his father might have had some issues from time to time. But as far as all that goes, he's ready to go. It's never happened before, and he was back at work yesterday. Looks like he's in good shape today. And the key thing is the doctors gave him a clean bill of health. Also, big story, Rex Burkhead will play in Saturday's game against Idaho State, saying that he maybe could have played this past weekend, but they elected to save him one more week, make sure he was 100%, like the coach said last week during practice. So Rex Burkhead will be back, with that announcement coming just after we spoke live with Amir Abdullah, who had 30 carries for 167 yards this past week and has done an outstanding job in Burkhead's absence. So we talked to Amir Abdullah, Brett Maher, and Mike Babcock from Hail Varsity to start the show. Don't forget, you can always listen to anything that you missed on today's show or any of our shows from the past. Sometimes maybe you can't catch it live from 11 to 12. It's always there on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's talk about a couple of other things that the coach had to say, and then we'll wrap things up with what else happened over the weekend. He does like the way that the defense improved, got a chance to watch the whole film, of course, yesterday. Says they obviously tackled a lot better. And we talked about this on Saturday, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show. I don't think that the dual-purpose quarterback in Applin from Arkansas State had his best game. He threw for 300 yards the first two games, but the big story was he missed some open guys on Saturday that could have extended some drives, and I think that helped some things out. So for as maybe bad as it looked on the UCLA game, and it wasn't that bad, but it gave up a lot of yards, maybe it looked better than it actually was on Saturday. We'll find out in a couple of weeks with Wisconsin and Ohio State. But again, it would seem if Nebraska's defense can continue to improve, this offense is right where it wants to be at this point of the season with improvement. I mean, you can't do much better than 13 out of 14 from Taylor Martinez and a career day from Amir Abdullah. You also got some great running from Amani Cross and Braylon Hurd. I mean, 347 yards rushing from the Big Red. So Coach was happy about that. Spoke about Amir and all his running backs and the job that they have done. Also touched a little bit on Idaho State and not overlooking this football team. As Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald pointed out, when South Dakota State came here a couple of years ago and Nebraska was feeling good about themselves, that was an ugly, ugly night football game here. It ended up 17-3, I think it was, 17-7, 17-3, I think. And that was just a tough game to watch. So Coach Pelini wants to make sure that that doesn't happen this week against an outmanned Idaho State football team. And then also talking about scheduling in the future, let's face it, they just want them to say it publicly. You have to have one of these games for money. It's all about money. It's about putting 87,000, 86,000 fans in this stadium on Saturday and never having to go to Idaho State or any other school. I mean, that's where it comes in. If you're taking on another BCS school this week, they're going to expect you to return. If you take on that Wyoming, they may come here three times, but you go there once, and you're only going to go on the road once in the non-conference schedule, and so you've got to take care of that. And, of course, the schedule looks a lot better here in the near future with the Tennessees, and you got the UCLAs this year, next year Miami of Florida. We've recently had Virginia Tech, Washington. But every school is going to have at least one of these games. Good thing is Nebraska only has the one. This is a fairly solid non-conference schedule with Arkansas State, UCLA, and Southern Miss, who were all in bowl games last year. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this. People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. Nebraska has re-entered the AP College Football Poll at number 25 after Saturday's 42-13 win over Arkansas State. Alabama is ranked number one, followed by LSU, Oregon, Florida State, and Georgia. Oklahoma is sixth, then comes South Carolina, West Virginia, Stanford, and Clemson. The top-ranked Nebraska volleyball team was upset on Saturday afternoon by 25th-ranked Iowa State. The Cyclones won the match 25-23, 25-22, 20-25, and 25-21. The Huskers are now 8-1. They'll open up Big Ten play on Wednesday against Penn State. The Hastings College football team beat Concordia 34-26 on Saturday. The Broncos rolled up 445 yards of total offense in the ballgame. John Dostal completed 15 of 33 passes for 281 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed seven times for 70 yards and a touchdown. Trevor Bone caught six passes for 180 yards and a touchdown. Bronco head coach Tony Harper says Bone had another fantastic game.
The thing with Trevor is he's always looking to fall forward. I know that kind of sounds goofy, but he's always gaining positive yards after the catch. And John trusts him. That's huge. You can tell John's getting more confidence in him. So those two guys, we just got to keep improving. They're doing pretty good.
Hastings is now 2-0 in the season. They will play at Briarcliff on Saturday. Hastings College men's soccer team beat Graceland 6-1 on Saturday. The Broncos are now 3-3. They'll play at Bellevue on Tuesday. Hastings College women's soccer team dropped a pair of games over the weekend, losing to Baker University 3-1 on Saturday and Benedictine 1-0 yesterday. The Broncos are now 0-6 and will play at Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. The Nebraska Kearney football team lost to 8th-ranked Missouri Western State 38-14 on Saturday. The Lopers are now 0-3 and will host Northwest Missouri State on Saturday. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show live from Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln with Bo Pelini's weekly press conference and a couple of other items we need to take care of. Friday, our pigskin pick'em brought to you by Big Daddy's Deli, Cunningham's Journal, Russell's Appliance. Well, Jeffrey, how did we do? I know I was pretty good on the tiebreaker.
Yeah, for sure. You nailed the tiebreaker. You got 55. And then our caller, Dick Unick there from, I believe it was Hazard, he went 5-5. So both you and Jim went 6-4. So the $20 will roll over to next week, and we'll have a $60 jackpot.
All right. Well, he wins the Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. And, of course, is entered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and Super Bowl Party from Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Every Friday, we give one of our listeners a chance to go up against us on Pigskin Pick'em. You pick the college football games, right around 10 of them, and the tiebreaker for the total points in the Husker game. And you've got a chance. And as we've said, we lost in week one. We've now won the last 2 weeks. Or should I say I've won the last 2 weeks? Oh, sorry. I would never say that to, because as Jimmy said, Jimmy Langan, we're a team. And he will carry me through probably on this Friday. But we do it every Friday as part of our Pigskin Pick'em on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow on the program, as Tuesdays always go, we will talk with UNK football coach Daryl Morris and Hastings College football coach Tony Harper for UNK. They played solid for a half. Now who knows quarterbacks they're going to have, because Eric Kaiser and Tyler D'Amore both left the game due to shoulder injuries. And how much more can you ask of Tommy Flanagan, who scored on a 58-yard run and had a touchdown pass in the ball game. But UNK falls to 8th-ranked Missouri Western State 38-14, and they will host three-time national champion Northwest Missouri State this Saturday, a rare 4 o'clock kickoff for UNK this Saturday. And it is homecoming week at UNK, and we'll be talking more about that as the week progresses as well. For Hastings College, they got another solid performance from John Dostal, 15-33. That's not great as far as percentage, but it was for 281 yards and no interceptions in this ball game. A little more offense probably in this game than Coach Harper would have liked for Concordia, but Hastings wins it 34-26, and Concordia punched one in with 43 seconds left. Hastings was up 24-14 in this football game at halftime. Then a little more defense in the third quarter. Of course, more points were put up in the fourth quarter of play. And for Hastings on the ground, John Dostal also had 7 carries for 70 yards. They kept it pretty balanced in that part of the ball game. 445 yards for Hastings, 429 for Concordia. So that is what went on in the football situation. In volleyball, as you know, Nebraska upset by Iowa State. They'll be at Penn State, 4th-ranked team in the country, on Wednesday. New rankings come out later today. Hastings College volleyball had the weekend off. UNK went to 10-0 by sweeping Pittsburgh State. Although they did have a first set 28-26, they did go on to sweep Pittsburgh State and Central Oklahoma. UNK takes on Hastings on Wednesday night, and they don't have another conference game until a week from this Friday, because they only play Hastings and Doan in the next 12 days. So a chance to hit the practice court and maybe rest up a little bit there for the Lopers. And the Tri-City Storm got off to a good start in wins and losses. They beat Lincoln, and then they beat Sioux City in a shootout Saturday to win the Clyde Iron Cup as part of the preseason up in Duluth, Minnesota. Now they go to the USHL Fall Classic, starting with Dubuque on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and that is in Sioux City. They will have 3 games, and then the Storm will open up the season with Dubuque on September the 28th. Don't forget, folks, if you're heading out to lunch or just to watch some Monday Night Football tonight, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney is the place to be. They have lunch specials every single day, drink specials every night, happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, so you can come in and watch your favorite sports live. They've got horse racing, they've got Major League Baseball, they've got the golf, and of course, all the college and NFL football that you could possibly want. They've even got the party rooms available for rent. So if you got a bigger get-together, talk to them at the Chicken Coop in Kearney in Grand Island. And the Monday night special in Kearney is bull fries and fries, only $5.99. Can't get them very many places, but you can at the Chicken Coop in Kearney on Monday night. Bull fries and fries, only $5.99. Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We'll take a break and wrap things up from Memorial Stadium and the weekly press conference right after this.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Pando. Panko. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp, hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-912-3971. 1-888-912-3971. Call now. Call 1-888-912-3971. 1-888-912-3971.
And the Doug and Danny Show continues on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program as we are live at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for our weekly Husker football press conference. Heard from Bo Pelini, who says he's in great shape, everything checked out, he's back to work, and he is ready to get after it. And the good news, he also says Rex Burkhead will be playing this weekend against the Bengals of Idaho State, the game on the Big Ten Network at 2:30. Also a reminder that the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road today, but they're always right there for you at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Be sure to try out the Car Finder, and you can get notified when cars that you're interested in arrive. They may have exactly what you want on the lot, but maybe they have something that is very close to what you want. You just want to tweak it a bit. Maybe it's the two-door versus a four-door. Maybe it's the color. Maybe it's the interior. Maybe it's something else that goes with the package. You can fill that out on the Car Finder, and the exact vehicle comes in, they'll notify you of it. So like everything in life, opportunities come and go, and at the Midway Auto Dealerships, grab every opportunity that you can. Browse through Midway specials, find discounts, rebates, and offers that will help you decide which vehicle is right for you by visiting them online at thinkmidway.com. thinkmidway.com. If you're looking for that extra motivation to pull the trigger on a pre-owned car purchase that will exactly what you need, they're there for you at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, we're just about to ran out of time on the program today, but you can't go overlook what happened in the high school football world on Friday night. Biggest story in our area, Hastings St. Cecilia's winning streak in the regular season came to an end at the hands of Blue Hill. Congratulations to Scott Porter and his kids, not only going through a trying time, but playing some really good football. And also, congratulations to Carl Tesmer and all the young men that helped put that streak together. The beauty of this is, they lost a football game, and they still have a game to play. The last 6 years when they've lost a football game, it's meant the end of their season because it only happened in the playoffs, and that is not the case here. Blue Hill will continue on. Hastings St. Cecilia will continue on, and the high school football rankings this week keep Kearney High at number 6 in Class A. After losing to Millard North, they stay at number 6 in the Omaha World Herald. In Class B, Aurora sets in 4th, and McCook, after getting back-to-back wins, after starting 0-2, moves back in at number 8 in C1. Adams Central is ranked 2nd. Kearney Catholic is 7th. Grand Island Central Catholic is 9th in C2. With the upset of St. Cecilia, you've got Sutton 6th, Blue Hill 8th, and St. Cecilia drops to number 10. D1, pretty impressive performance by Howells Dodge, and they're a solid number 1 still. You have got Burwell 5th, Exeter Milligan 8th, Overton 10th, and in D2, Giltner taking care of Kennesaw. But again, if you just saw the score and didn't know what happened, injuries, dehydration, they got down to their third-string quarterback. There's a 5-point game at the half. But Giltner, number 1 in the Lincoln paper. They're number 3 behind Sacred Heart and St. Francis in the Omaha World Herald. Shelton moves up to 4, Kennesaw 6, Amherst is undefeated, their 7th, and Bertrand sitting at 10th. And you know what, Wednesday we mentioned this on the show, that Silver Lake moving to 6-man has done a good job, and they knocked off the 3-time state champions and number 1 Arthur County Ball Club and are 4-0, so congratulations to the Mustangs. They're ranked 2nd now behind Sioux County in the 6-man ranks. Juanita Palisade beat Silver Lake also picked up a win, but Juanita Palisade and Silver Lake, who have had some trouble on the football field lately, are now both 4-0 on the year. And that's going to wrap things up from here in the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you enjoyed Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. A lot of good news out of it. The coach, good spirits, back to work, says that it was just a precautionary, all tests, clean bill of health. And so things are good there, and looking forward to the rest of the season. Rex Burkhead will play this Saturday against Idaho State. So that will wrap things up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our weekly Tuesday visits with UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. We'll also chat with Dick Beechner about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame induction ceremonies that are right around the corner. Coach Damon Day will be in as my co-host tomorrow, and we want to thank everyone for joining us on the program today. Mike Babcock from Hale Varsity, Husker kicker Brett Maher, and running back Amir Abdullah all joining us on the program today. If you missed any of it, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight. It is Atlanta taking on Denver at 7:30. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.